Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
This is America on the Road, named best radio show by the International Automotive Media Conference, and now in its 32nd year on the air. Thanks for being with us as we bring you the latest automotive information from around the world. I'm Jack Nierad, and with me is guest co-host Matt DiLorenzo. Matt, it's been a very eventful week in the car industry, hasn't it?
A lot of stuff going on. New vehicles being introduced.
Yeah, out of nowhere, really, yeah. Plenty of news to talk about. For one thing, we have a new electric vehicle to talk about. Slate Auto has come out of hiding to introduce an all-new and extremely inexpensive Slate truck. We'll have the details on that. Fascinating. The auto tariff situation is changing again. We'll have details on that. Plus, a look at the unused production capacity here in the United States that could be used to build vehicles. So we'll talk about that. It's not as simple as maybe that sentence makes it sound, but we'll talk about that. As the weather warms up, we have important and perhaps life-saving information for you and your family to talk about. And Toyota is continuing on the hydrogen path and another and perhaps better way to limit carbon dioxide emissions. Whether that's important or not, that's debatable as well. But it's a jam-packed show, isn't it, Matt?
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on. I mean, and the hydrogen thing is kind of interesting as well. There's a lot to talk about that, you know, recent developments. Not dead yet.
Yeah, not dead yet. I like that. America on the Road is brought to you by DrivingToday.com, EMLancey.com, the publisher of my just-released new book, Only One Thing Stays the Same, and Mercury Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, you should switch to Mercury for your auto and home insurance. Californians save an average of $670 with Mercury, so imagine how much you could save. Get a quote today at DrivingToday.com/auto insurance. That's DrivingToday.com/auto-insurance. Well, as you longtime listeners of the show know, Matt is the author of How to Buy an Affordable Electric Car, A Tightwad's Guide to EV Ownership. He is a renowned automotive expert, a friend of mine, and we had a chance to work together for several years at Kelley Blue Book. Always fun when we get together, Matt. Love to talk to you about stuff.
It's great to be here. And that's the great thing about the auto industry. Always something to talk about. If you're bored, it's your problem.
Yeah, exactly. What's your test vehicle this week?
I actually had an opportunity to drive the 2025 Lincoln Navigator. It's got some really unique features in it, so I'm kind of excited to talk about that.
I'm excited to hear about that. I'm going to be driving its sister ship coming up pretty soon, the Expedition, Ford Expedition. My test vehicle is the 2025 Genesis GV80 3.5T in prestige form. So we have a ton of show for you this week. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 5/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store single line activation on qualifying plan. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hey, Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Spring into deals and save on seasonal projects at Lowe's. Right now, get four select 8-pack annuals for just $10. Plus, get a free 60-volt Toro battery when you purchase a select 60-volt Toro electric mower. Don't miss out on these fresh spring savings. Shop in-store or online today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 4/30 while supplies last. Actual plant size and selection varies by location. Excludes Alaska.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece Nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples prints it all.
Oh, you bet. Posters, banners.
Can you print it all for Mother's Day?
Oh, of course. Photo gifts like canvas prints, photo puzzles.
Can you print it all for graduation?
Sure can. Custom cards and invites.
Can you print a huge banner with the grad's picture?
Oh, definitely.
Even an embarrassing baby picture?
Oh, those are the best kind.
I know, right?
Print it all for moms and grads at Staples. And right now, get 40% off custom cards, invites, and photo gifts. N75 exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Matt DiLorenzo, guest hosting for Chris Teague, who has laryngitis, I think, this week. Sorry to hear that, but he should be with us next week. But, of course, great to have Matt on the show. It is news time, Matt, and let's start by talking about Slate Auto. Here's a car company, kind of came out of the blue, really. I mean, they'd been a stealth project up till now. I worked on one of those one time, you know, 30 or 40 years ago, so I kind of know the drill. But they were founded in 2022, based in Troy, Michigan. They have just unveiled their first product, and it's a fascinating product, isn't it? The Slate truck.
Well, it's kind of interesting because a lot of people have been asking for bare bones vehicles, and this is it. I mean,
it is that, yes.
There's no paint scheme. The body color is molded into the composite body panels. There's crank windows. There's no infotainment screen. You have to, you know, provide your own tablet or phone for, you know, navigation and entertainment and all that other stuff. It's small. It's about the size of an original Toyota SR5 pickup, a little bit smaller than the current Maverick, and it's electric. So the basic battery pack is 52.7 kilowatt hours, and it can go about 150 miles. And then there's an 84.3 kilowatt hour optional battery that'll go 240 miles. So the thing is the price.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the exciting thing about this, I guess. I mean, we talk about affordable vehicles and affordable electric vehicles. Maybe just affordable vehicles, right? I mean, there's darn few vehicles that are under $30,000.
Right.
And, you know, with the federal incentives, this could be more like $20,000.
Yeah, the thing about it is that, you know, they call it like a blank slate. So anything you add to it is going to add money. It's not as cheap as people are making it out to be, like it's the second coming. You can convert it into like a little SUV.
Yeah, they will sell that kit.
I wonder what that kit's going to cost. And I wonder what, you know, the thing that really strikes me about Slate is it underscores how expensive batteries are. Now, I did a little bit of calculation. So Bloomberg says that the average price of a battery these days is $139 per kilowatt hour. So if you take that 52.7 base battery,
yeah, kilowatt battery,
that works out to $7,325. So there's your $7,500 tax credit right there. So if you go with the larger battery pack, that thing at that rate is $11,000. Now, that original battery is 27% of the total vehicle's cost. The EPA says a drivetrain in a modern vehicle is 4% of its total cost. Yeah. So it just shows that, yeah, we're getting there, but we're not.
Well, it shows you a lot of things. It shows you a lot of things about the industry. And I think it tells you, as you say, a lot of things about battery electric vehicles. And maybe we'll kick that around when I interview you later in the show about what's going on in the industry, because this is crazy in a lot of ways. As you say, this is a very rudimentary vehicle, kind of takes you back probably 40 or 50 years, really. Crank windows, cloth seats. They only have a 4-inch backup camera display because they have to by law, but that's essentially kind of the only display in the vehicle. I'm really curious and I have to say skeptical about this becoming something that's going to catch hold, because I think a lot of people talk about affordable vehicles and basic vehicles, but I don't think a lot of people buy them.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting niche vehicle, and I think there'll be almost a cult following of it. But you know, right now you can get a hybrid Maverick that's got four doors, seating for five. It doesn't get the incentives, but it still starts at $27,000, and you can choose from 10 colors.
Yeah, I mean, it's a modern car in a lot of ways. It's interesting. I love the idea of this blank slate. We build it, you make it. You know, that's kind of cool. Those are kind of their watchwords here, but we're going to see how that unfolds. Let's talk a little bit about tariffs and about underused or unused production capacity here in the United States. I mean, one of the things that the tariffs have pointed out is, and maybe it hasn't been reported all that much, is how much U.S. auto assembly capacity is unused at any one time. I mean, you're an industry observer from way back, working for Automotive News, among others, as a reporter both here and overseas. A lot of times, utilization of plants is fairly low. You know, talk about that. It seems like maybe 25% of plant production is available, is unused right now.
Yeah, it's really interesting because trucks have been holding up as part of one of the mainstays of the industry. And Chrysler or Stellantis, they have a plant in Warren, Michigan that they just closed. They were building the classic 1500 Ram. That's a whole plant. There's like 1500 workers out of work. Yeah. They were going to close their Belvedere plant, and then just recently they've decided that, no, they're going to build some SUVs there. So that plant is going to come back on stream. So there's been a lot of, you know, plant closures. The famous one was Lordstown. That was a huge plant for GM. And other people have tried to take it over. There was the Lordstown
Motors,
yeah,
for example.
Exactly. And they didn't, you know, nothing has come of that. So it's really kind of interesting that they're I heard a number somewhere, and don't hold me to it, but it's somewhere around 70% of the plants are being utilized in the U.S. So there's still a lot of upside potential to onshore vehicle assembly here in the U.S.
Yeah, and I think particularly from the American three, from Ford, Stellantis, and General Motors.
So. Yeah.
Less so from the imports, who are operating at higher capacity in there, and plenty of U.S. plants that they have. There's also been a kind of a shift in what's happening with the tariffs. I mean, it's not going to be quite as onerous to the manufacturers as we once thought. And, you know, we've talked a bit about about this on the show as well. I mean, much of this will never be passed to the consumer anyway, because the industry, for one thing, is much too competitive to enable that to happen. But we've seen a bunch of companies already announce the fact they're not going to raise prices and basically running don't panic ads on TV. Yeah, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, and I think the point earlier about the available capacity, I think the big concern among the manufacturers is parts sourcing. And just this last day or two, the administration has announced some flexibility on exempting some of the parts that they need to import to build cars. So I think they're aware of the situation. They don't want to really, their idea is to build up the domestic industry and U.S. jobs. So I don't think they want to do anything with tariffs that would adversely impact the ability to hire American workers.
And have it be a more level playing field. Let's talk about, I think, an important issue as the weather heats up here. And it is, I guess the fancy name is vehicular heat stroke. But it's actually, oftentimes children being left in cars and then unfortunately passing away because of the heat in the cars rising rapidly when people are not suspecting that. More than 1,000 children have died after being trapped in cars since 1998, 39 deaths last year alone. This is really an important thing to be aware of, isn't it, Matt?
It is. And one of the things that has really helped are the seat minders. You know, if you don't have kids in the backseat, you kind of go, oh, why is that thing going off? But, you know, there are people, and especially people who have children, they're frazzled. And
yeah, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've got multiple kids.
And I'm just going to run in for a minute, blah, 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 blah. No, you can't. You can't, you know, right. And that's the thing, is that you'd have to be very, very careful with the situation. It's deadly.
Right. You also have to be, you know, if you're a pet owner, yes. You know, our family lost a pet, not to this, but recently, and so I know how heartbreaking that can be. But if you're a pet owner, same thing can happen to your pet. You know, you leave your dog in the car or cat in the car, and the heat goes up in there, and they have difficulty breathing. So,
it's kind of interesting, and people get outraged over people leaving children in cars, even in cold weather, nice weather. You know, if I saw a kid in the back seat of a car, that's dangerous. But people have come to accept seeing pets in cars all the time.
Yeah.
So like you're in the grocery store, or whatever, and you see, a small dog, and you don't think anything of it. And if it's really hot, it could be deadly for that animal.
Absolutely true. Well, so look out for that and be careful with your children and pets. It should go without saying, but when we come back, it will be road test time. We have some interesting road test vehicles, some big luxury SUVs to talk about. So stay with us for that, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to America on the Road with guest host Matthew Lorenzo. It's Jackie Rad back with you for road test time. And we were living in the lap of luxury in some luxury SUVs this week. Matt, you got a first look, I think, at the newest Lincoln Navigator. Tell us about it.
It's a beautiful vehicle. They've totally redesigned it. The new styling of it kind of minimizes the size of this vehicle. They tailored in like the roof rails and a couple of other things, so it actually looks smaller than it actually is. I mean, the base vehicle rides on a 122-inch wheelbase, and then you can get an L version, a longer version, which has 9 more inches of wheelbase. And it's kind of interesting. I was looking at all the specs, and the first, second, and third row seating, headroom, all that is identical between the L and the standard wheelbase version, which means all that extra space in the L comes behind the third row, so you get really good load space back there.
Right.
You know, the vehicle's powered by a 440 horsepower twin turbo 3.5 liter V6 that gets about 17 miles per gallon, which is okay for a vehicle its size. There's no hybrid option, no plug-in hybrid. But it's a, you know, there's a market for this kind of vehicle. It's big, it's comfortable. They have some really unique features. There's a 48-inch screen that goes almost from A-pillar to A-pillar across the front of the dash. And it has different zones for, you know, instruments, navigation, audio. And then they have this really cool feature, which kind of sounds gimmicky, but I really liked it. It's called Rejuvenate. So let's say after you've had a bad day, you know, you pull into your driveway, you hit a 5-minute or 10-minute program, and your seat reclines, the driver's seat. You get like this heavy massage action. You get this music. Graphics come up across this entire screen of like waterfalls or aurora borealis. And then there's a scent. It's like a spa treatment. But it was kind of cool. I liked it. You know, so
you might never want to leave your vehicle.
Exactly. Right? Well, that's their whole point. They say they want to make their vehicle a sanctuary. And yeah. You know, it's kind of interesting that they're thinking beyond just getting in and driving the thing, that actually when you get home and you need to decompress a little, being inside your car is the perfect place. And 5 minutes, you know, and then you can go in and face the whatever's going on inside your house.
Face your spouse.
Exactly.
Face what's going on in the household there.
Yeah.
What you have to fix.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But it's a really nice vehicle. It's expensive. I mean, I was driving a reserve version, which is their lower trim level, and it's $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
You get up into the black label where they have premium leathers and bigger sound systems and all other stuff, and you're going to be paying about $116 to $120. So, but it's a nice vehicle. They got some. They redid the rear hatch so that it's almost a clamshell type thing with the bottom gate that folds down, you can sit on for tailgate, and they have this really cool cargo divider picnic table thing that you can use. So a lot of thought went into the vehicle. I was very impressed.
It sounds a lot like the Expedition I'm going to drive soon, and then I had a preview of, I think, almost a year ago, but very similar kind of stuff. A little more palatable price, I think, probably,
right,
out of the Expedition. But when you talk about the price, I mean, we road tested a Lexus LX 700H, I think, last week or the week before, $116,000 prices tested. So well over $100,000 is not out of line.
Not for a full-size SUV
vehicles
these days. I mean, and that's the thing, is that it's a relative bargain when you really think about the European, like a Land Rover or something. You get everything that you could possibly want in a Land Rover or Range Rover in this Navigator for thousands less.
Well, it also makes you look at the Chevrolet Tahoe and the Ford Expedition as real bargains, because basically they're similar vehicles to the much more expensive luxury vehicles and have a lot of the luxury stuff. They just don't have a luxury brand name on them, and they're significantly less expensive. So that's
where I think little touches like this Rejuvenate and things like that, they really need to differentiate themselves in the crowd.
Yeah.
Because like you said, a lot of mainstream vehicles have a lot of luxury, you know, upscale feel to them that...
It sounds like a cool vehicle. I was driving a very cool vehicle, too, a vehicle we've liked a lot on the show, the Genesis GV80. The version I was driving was the 3.5, so it had 3.5-liter turbocharged engine, the Prestige all-wheel drive version. It's a midsize SUV, really good looking, I think. Has a ton of comfort, advanced technology, of course, and very, very nice performance. The standard engine is a 3.5-liter twin-turbocharged V6 paired to an 8-speed automatic transmission. So power delivery is just swell, and I like the way this thing drives. It essentially drives like more like a European SUV or crossover than one of the American vehicles. Electronically controlled suspension, so that smooths out the bumps. I like that a lot. Tons of luxury. Napa leather seating, matte finish wood trim, microfiber suede headliner. It's a good-looking vehicle inside and out, and you get good stuff like heated and ventilated seats. It's interesting to me that where we've come with heated and ventilated seats. I mean, they're kind of throughout vehicles now. What's your overall take on the GV80?
The Genesis? You know, the thing I appreciate about the GV80 is its interior. You really feel like you're in a luxury vehicle. And I give them a lot of credit that they've paid attention to a lot of that, you know, like the soft touch surfaces and the leather, and it just feels special. And I don't think they go overboard on the electronics either. So
right.
You're not confronted with, you know, some of the Mercedes, it's just all screen, you know, or all touch screen. At least in the GV80, they have some other features that make it seem more like a conventional car, more like a traditional luxury vehicle.
Yeah. Well, they have this ergo motion seating. It kind of even senses sometimes when you need a little massage. Maybe you haven't thought of it, but the car thinks of it and thinks, hey, you know, let's give Jack's back a little rub here. And I kind of like that. It also has heated console armrests.
Wow.
You know, that's a nice little touch that I like. Three-zone climate control, power rear door sunshade, so, you know, luxury touches. I like this vehicle a lot. The technology is quite good, not quite wall-to-wall in terms of instrument cluster and navigation display, but 27 inches, so that's pretty stout. A Bang & Olufsen premium audio system. Of course, you get standard wireless device charging, too. Integration with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto is very, very good. Sirius XM radio. This is an infotainment system that's pretty easy to use. And some of them are just kind of bowl you over. In fact, I kind of wonder, talking back about the Navigator, does it get to be overkill to have a screen that's you know, wider than kind of your viewing area?
Yeah, kind of interesting because it can be overkill. A lot of that stuff is almost out of your peripheral vision. The screen is set all the way at the base of the windshield, so you don't it gets rid of the need for a head up display. But it can be a bit much. The other thing is that they do have an auxiliary 11-inch screen. That's your touch screen. So this other screen is far away and you can't, you know, it's really not a touch screen. But that's the way things are kind of going. I think more important is how it's presented to you. If it's just all screen, to me, that's not particularly attractive. Or if it's very stark and there's just a screen, that's not very, it doesn't say luxury to me. And, you know, I think you found, like in the Genesis, did you find that everything was nicely integrated and
I think it's nicely integrated, easy to understand. Icons on the screen are easy to figure out and touch. They're big enough, you know. Sometimes you have these icons that are fairly small and you're trying to poke at them while you're moving and you actually hit something that you didn't want to hit. I mean, we've probably all done that. So I think this works very, very well. You have that. As I say, the Apple CarPlay integration is good, and then you get voice activation, too, which works pretty well, so I like that. Safety is strong, too. It has, you know, the usuals, kind of forward collision avoidance assist, blind spot monitoring that's active, so it'll keep you from veering into that lane where somebody's in your blind spot. I was driving up to San Luis Obispo and back over the weekend, Matt, and it seemed like people wanted to live in my blind spot. I don't know why that was, but I had that blind spot warning, lit up half the time. It's kind of crazy.
I think they also have the thing where when you hit the turn signal, you do get the camera view and
you see what's there.
Right, so that's really helpful. Yeah. Did you use the hands-free driving much?
Almost never. You know, I've tried it, and I'm sitting there. I feel I might as well drive the car.
Right. I'm with you.
It does a pretty good job, but it's not something that I want to spend a lot of time with, frankly. Probably I should be better about testing that, but I don't. One of the things I liked about this vehicle, too, is it's kind of a relative bargain compared to other vehicles in the category. I mean, we're talking about a vehicle here that was, including destination, my price as tested was $81,300. It's hard to believe that that's a bargain these days, but it seems to be. It's a powerful all-wheel drive vehicle, very, very luxurious, has all the bells and whistles I think you could want, and nothing that is going to kind of upset you or confuse you behind the wheel. I just think it's a very good overall value here, the GV80.
Yeah, I think you're right, because it competes with things like Mercedes and BMW, the X5 and the GLS, I think it is. And again, it's thousands less, and it offers everything that you could want.
Yeah, and it's a sharp-looking vehicle, too. Mm-hmm. I think it's one of those vehicles that looks more expensive than it is. Mm-hmm. Well, when we come back, we will have a terrific guest, and he looks exactly like Matt DiLorenzo. We're going to talk about various issues, including Toyota and hydrogen and what's going on with the hydrogen economy and all of that. So stay with us, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Is your AC ready for summer? Don't wait for the heat to hit. Weak airflow? Warm air? Strange noises? These are warning signs your AC needs attention. Our skilled technicians offer AC repair services or replacements to keep your family cool all summer long. Don't sweat it. 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning has your back. Here to keep your home cool all summer. Visit 1hour.com to schedule today. Financing options available.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out collection letters, garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it even harder to get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in taxpayer assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. Let them fight on your behalf, helping to put your tax problems to rest. Call the tax professionals at Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733. 800-833-0733.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Count on Kohl's for those special gifts mom deserves this Mother's Day. Inspire her inner chef with must-haves for her kitchen, wellness essentials for her fitness routine, and jewelry for her perfect night out. Plus, you can save 15% on some of your finds and earn Kohl's cash. Find mom's perfect gift in time for Mother's Day at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. Offer valid through May 11th. Kohl's cash and coupons do not apply to Sephora. Exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for more details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to America on the Road with guest host Matt DiLorenzo. Jack DeRad back with you. And not only is Matt the guest host, but he's also the guest in this segment. Matt, of course, is a former editor of Road and Track magazine. We worked together for a long time at Kelley Blue Book, experience at other major automotive publications as well, Automotive News, Auto Week, a bunch of different places. And boy, you're old, Matt.
No, I can't seem to hold a job either.
Your experience is what you are, and a great deal of experience in this industry. And well, let's talk a bit about hydrogen and Toyota and what's going on with them. I think you've had some experience where this will go, probably with heavy-duty trucks, maybe more so than passenger cars, but it might be a good solution there, right?
Yeah, you know, Toyota, I think they're still selling the Mirai. They have a fuel cell, hydrogen fuel cell vehicle out on the market right now. But I think a lot of manufacturers are discovering that the real opportunity lies in Class 8 trucks. Everybody's been trying to get away from diesel power. A bunch of governments have really cracked down on diesel emissions, especially in port operations, bringing stuff in and out of ports and things like that. So some of the initial solutions have been to try to electrify through battery electric, these big trucks. But the batteries are heavy, they're expensive, and the range is limited. And the recharge time takes, it can take several hours, especially if you have a big battery in a giant
Yeah, if you have
truck.
Giant batteries that can haul literally tons of cargo that you're hauling.
Right.
I mean,
right.
You're hauling around those heavy batteries too.
I visited with a maker of a fuel cell, a German company, and they were saying that they can go up to 10 miles on a kilogram of hydrogen. Mm-hmm. A gallon of gas you'll go 7 miles. Now a kilogram of hydrogen costs about $9. Diesel is about $4. But they're closing the gap. You can go farther on the same thing, but the price has got to come down. But he says once they get to about $6 a kilogram, the efficiency is there, and they can go 800 miles on an 80 kilogram tank of hydrogen. So the technology is becoming feasible, and you're seeing more and more makers like Toyota. I was walking around the show. Hyundai had a Class 8 truck. Honda had a Class 8 truck with a fuel cell. So it's a coming thing.
Are we going to see that beyond Mirai in passenger cars, or you think this is going to be a heavy-duty truck thing? I think it's a whole different kind of set of economics, isn't it?
Part of it is it gets down to infrastructure. And, truck stops and fleet operations are better equipped to handle the developing hydrogen infrastructure right now. And in California, Shell had opened up a bunch of hydrogen fueling stations to support vehicles like the Mirai. Yep. and the Hyundai Nexo. They're closing them because there isn't enough demand. So, yep. So I think as a transportation solution, it's really gonna be primarily used in heavy and mid-sized trucks. It may filter down into cars, but the technology still. The fuel cell technology, the cells themselves and the stacks themselves are still pretty expensive. I think they're more expensive than a traditional drivetrain at this point. But diesel engines are wildly expensive. So I think the delta in closing that gap on a heavy-duty truck is smaller than it would be on a passenger car. So for the near future, I see most of the hydrogen activity being in the heavy duty truck space.
Well, I see a difficulty with hydrogen is hydrogen is very abundant. Mm-hmm. Hydrogen is in all kinds of stuff, but it's always combined with something else.
Correct.
It's combined with oxygen as water.
Correct.
It's combined with carbon as things like coal and actually fuel. right? Diesel fuel, those kind of things. Those are all hydrocarbons. So there has to be energy expended to separate hydrogen from other things. And now that costs money. It's difficult to do, I think.
It does. And I think the thing is the transportation and storage of it is also another issue. And there was another company that I visited with during this expo, and they're talking about actually transporting hydrogen in the form of ethanol, which, you know, a lot of people can transport much easier. And then you have a reformer either at a fueling site or, again, to solve some other, like, container ships and things like that. You have an onboard reformer, and you can you can refuel in minutes with liquid ethanol as opposed to, like, recharging batteries, which take a long time. So I think there's a lot going on in this space that we haven't, that we're just beginning to tap all the innovation that's out there.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about some stuff that you kind of brought to the fore when we were talking about Slate Auto and this very affordable battery electric truck going forward. And you know, what caught my attention, of course, was the percentage of the vehicle's cost that is battery. And I think that's still an issue overall for electric vehicles. And now we're in a situation where in a lot of areas of the country, or some areas of the country, we're seeing gasoline at much lower prices than before, sometimes $2 a gallon or so. I mean, that really changes the economics for having an electric vehicle. You're an affordable electric vehicle expert, certainly. Yeah. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I, you know, it's really interesting that, you know, we live in California, so gas is still $5 a gallon. So there's still a case to drive, you know, an electric here.
And you know, in a way, that should be, I think, a scandal.
It is.
That it's $2 a gallon in some parts of the country, but it's $5 a gallon in California. But that's a whole other issue to talk about.
Right. And right. I think that that's part of it is the economics of it, that BEVs make sense if they're local kind of little commuter vehicles where you can accept 150-mile range because you're not going to go on a even an extended trip in your neighborhood. You'll have another vehicle to do that. So, I see the need for small battery, under $30,000 commuter cars. There'll always be a market for that. But in terms of trying to adapt batteries to be a one-size-fits-all solution to where you just get by with one vehicle, it's not going to happen. And especially if you live in an apartment or a condo and you don't have access to charging on your own property. If you are relying on the public charging infrastructure, especially with gas getting down to $2 a gallon, it's a push in terms of your fueling costs.
Right. And why would you put up with that hassle of having to deal with that and the added expense of buying a battery electric vehicle to begin with, right? So I think it's going to be tough times, at least in the near future, for electric vehicles. And a lot of people are still saying, well, that's going to be it going forward. You were going to see a large, not 100% adoption of battery electric vehicles, a much higher percentage than we're seeing now, which is under 10%. But I'm not convinced that's going to happen anytime soon. I'm certainly not convinced it's going to happen in the next 2 or 3 years.
You know, the other part that's really bothering me now is the fact that all this talk about advances in battery technology, they're all still 2 years out. I mean, they're still talking about solid-state batteries like they're going to be here tomorrow, and they're not. And again, what's the cost of them? You know, even in that, there's a estimate by Goldman Sachs that has the kilowatt hour cost on batteries down to $64 by 2030. If you apply that to that slate, you're still looking at $3,000, $3,500 for the batteries alone. And I think that that's the thing, is that we look at, people equate the batteries as to powertrains, and actually what you have to equate it to is a tank of gas. How much does a gas tank cost, and how much does it cost to fill it? And when you look at a battery, how much it weighs, how long it takes to fill it, and how much it costs.
How much range do you get when you fill the gas tank or you fill the batteries, right?
Yeah. So you know, I just think that it's one of those things. On paper, it might look good, but in practical everyday living with it, people aren't going to sit there and say, well, yeah, I'm going to, even if the recharge time is down to 15 or 20 minutes, that's 10, 15 more minutes that I don't have to spend when it's 5 minutes to fill up my car at $2 a gallon.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about affordable vehicles, and Slate kind of brings that up. What's your take? We hear a lot of crying. We cry on the show about the fact that there are no affordable vehicles out there, so few vehicles that are priced under $30,000. I remember when $30,000 was a whole hell of a lot for anybody, for a car, but a lot of money for a car. But now that seems like the affordability level is under $30K, and we see few, but I don't see a lot of people flocking to inexpensive vehicles when they have the choice, right? What's your take
on
that?
Well, I don't think they've been offered a choice like this before, though. Mm-hmm. That would be the interesting thing, is to see if somebody could build a gas version of a Slate and let them exist in the market and then see, because
that's exactly what I was going to bring up.
Yeah, the cost advantage, if it's $7,000 or $8,000, on this back to basic vehicle, guess which one wins? And I think that's something I would be interested to at least see if somebody will do a back to basics gas vehicle. And if it does, I think there'll be a limited, well, the Maverick's been very successful. That's an under $30,000 vehicle. They can't build enough of those things. And they actually raised the price of the hybrid. That base price of that Maverick when it came out was around $21,000. It's $27,000 now.
Yeah.
And the reason they could get $27,000 is because people want that vehicle. So it's just showing you what the market will bear.
Yeah. I'd love to see something like the Slate. Maybe it's the Slate with a 1,000cc or 1,200cc engine in it that maybe had a base price of 20 grand or something like that. So discounted maybe well under 20 grand from a dealership or however they're selling them. Maybe they're selling them direct. But I think there's a place for that, the crank window cloth seat thing in this back-to-basics thing.
You know? I think there's also there's a market out there of people who don't, they don't use half of the stuff that's on their cars these days. They just don't.
Absolutely.
And I think that could be a very strong selling proposition of, here's your basic car. It'll get you from point A to point B. There's nothing you have to learn how to use in here. There might be a couple of settings, like a radio preset, and then that's it. And then we'll see if and it'll probably be old people like me who want a car like that. Step up from a golf cart.
The old people home, and we're, commuting to the clubhouse to play pickleball.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's why I like my Leaf. I mean, it's just a basic automobile. It just, it doesn't go far. It's got 150 miles. I have the same range as a Slate in my Leaf. My Leaf had a entry-level price that's similar to what the Slate is. I got the $7,500 back when I bought it in 2022. There are those cars out there, but, the question is, how big is that market?
Right. Well, there's a reason they call you a tightwad, Matt. And when we come back, we will have a listener question. So we'll tap into Matt's expertise for that. So stay with us, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to America on the Road with guest host Matthew Lorenzo. This is Jack Murad with you. It is listener question time. We hope that Chris Teague, co-host, will be back with us next week, but we love having Matt with us. We also love to get your questions and comments, so send them to editor@drivingtoday.com. That's editor@drivingtoday.com. And let's get right to a question. This is from Pete in Stockton, California. I think this is a fascinating question. I'm having issues connecting my phone in my car. Sometimes it connects wirelessly and sometimes it doesn't. How do I fix Bluetooth issues?
Find a teenager.
That's the answer to a lot of questions.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, cars these days, there's so much, you know, with the electronics, you can't fix it yourself. I think you're going to need some professional intervention here.
I mean, I were facetious, but I think you have to go into the dealership to get this fixed. I mean, you might be able to get it fixed with an over-the-air update if your vehicle accepts those, and that might work, or it might not. But this is the kind of thing where there's no at-home fix for this and no special ingredients. It's just like, hey, they've got to figure that out at the dealership, and a lot of times that's not all that easy, is it?
You know, what you might do is check to see if there's a recall or a service bulletin on that issue. You know, go to a forum, find out if your car is similar, if other people are having the same issue and what they did to resolve it.
Well, that wraps up our show for this week. Matt, please remind us of the title of your book and where to get
it. It's How to Buy an Affordable Electric Car, A Tightwad's Guide to EV Ownership. It's just a basic guide on what it's like to own an EV. And you can find it at Amazon or Barnes & Noble or on my website at tightwadgarage.com.
Look for it. It's a great book. Absolutely a great how-to about buying an affordable electric car. My latest book is completely different. It's a crime novel. It's called Only One Thing Stays the Same. It's available in ebook and paperback form at Amazon, so look for that. If you like our show, please pass it on. Listen on this radio station each week and let your friends know where you hear America on the Road. We're on a lot of great stations around the country. America on the Road is also available as a podcast. You probably have heard the podcast, right, Matt?
Yes. It's great.
It is great, especially great when you're on it, of course. We have YouTube and Rumble channels, so check those out. Our thanks to our Sports Byline Network stations for carrying America on the road. And most of all, thanks to you for listening. We know you have a lot of choices out there of things to listen to, so the fact that you're listening to America on the Road honors us. We appreciate that, and we appreciate Matt DiLorenzo being with us as our guest host. And join us again next time for another edition of America on the Road.